Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're laughing. We're live, John. We're live.
I know. I heard you say Blog Talk
Radio. Thank you so much for listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. John and I were laughing because there's an intro that goes 4, 3, 2, 1, Blog Talk Radio. And then there's this big silence, and that's when I open my big mouth. See, that's how it works now, you know, and we just got the giggles about it. So, hi, everyone. Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres here. I hope you're all well. I hope you're all taking care of each other and all that. Wash your hands, pray, and vote. Okay. This week's topic is finger-pointing, blaming. But before we go into that, I am Ellen Hartwell, your host, and I have my wonderful and insightful co-host with me, John Warren. John, I know you're well today, but tell our listeners, how are you?
I am very well today. I'm in a city. You know, I live in Los Angeles, and now a state, and it's been on lockdown because of this coronavirus, and I am gratefully at home with my beautiful pooch. And, you know, minding my business, washing my hands, not touching my face, and getting through this and praying a lot. So we're going to raise the vibration, aren't we, Ellen?
It is why we're here, to raise our vibrations, to be conscious. What is consciousness? It's a high, 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 high vibration. So we press toward that mark, and we get more conscious. It's a practice, John. Have you heard that before? Practice.
I have.
And if we've ever needed to raise our vibration, this is a time to really focus on that. Keep your vibration high. Keep your consciousness open. Try not to panic. Stay calm. Pray. Meditate. I don't know. Whatever it is you do, yoga, Reiki, whatever you do, do it. It's all good. Appreciate nature. Appreciate the stars. Whatever it is that you do, do it on steroids, because we need high vibration. So anyway, okay, I'll get off of that because that's a show into itself. So, finger-pointing, blaming. Well, John, you know, you this. And John says, yeah, but you. And I go, yeah, but you. And where are we going to get with that? Nowhere. Yeah, but you. Yeah, but you. That doesn't do us any good. All it does is it stirs up resentment and anger, and we get defensive, and it's just not a good way to communicate. So if John says to me, Ellen, your diction wasn't very good, or, you know, the dog barking for 30 minutes straight, you needed to do something about that, whatever. I mean, anything, he gives me notes, as they say, about the show, and I go, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do better next time, or whatever it is. And I don't go, yeah, but you. No, I listen to him. Because why? Because I respect him and I trust what he says. So therefore, I don't get into, yeah, but you. Now, we all can get defensive. It's part of our structure. But when you feel yourself getting defensive, take a moment and ask yourself why. Maybe the criticism is valid. And if it is, own it and say, okay, you know what? I'm a work in progress. I will make every effort to do better next time. And if it isn't a valid criticism, you have some options, but you can say, oh, why are you saying that? What prompted that? Or, okay, I hear you. You don't have to engage if you don't want to. Okay, I hear you. Trying hard not to be defensive is important. We all need to work on that. When we blame other people, we're wasting a very precious commodity called time and energy, two commodities, time and energy. I can blame you, collective you out there, for all kinds of things if I want to or if I choose to, and it's kind of fun, actually, because if I'm blaming you, I don't have to look at you-know-who. That's right, me. So I don't think blaming is an effective strategy. But I do think that there are two words that we want to take a look at, and John's going to help me with this, but accountability and responsibility. Am I accountable to you as a fellow member of the same race, the human race? Absolutely. Absolutely I am. Now, using COVID-19, because it's so present, if if I'm not doing my part, washing my hands, using gloves, whatever the protocols are, then I'm not being accountable to you, because I may be just healthy as anything, but what if you have asthma? Or what if you're 89? Or what if you're taking immunosuppressant drugs? I mean, I don't know. You're standing next to me in the drugstore or the grocery store or wherever. I don't know your situation. So I am accountable to you to socially distance. I don't want to give you anything, and I don't want you to give me anything. But there's an accountability to one another, no matter if we're 5 or if we're 105, that we have to take part in. Participate in your own accountability. I am definitely accountable to you, meaning the collective you, all my brothers and sisters out there. I am accountable to you to do what I am supposed to do to keep you safe, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's not letting, something catch on fire so that your house could catch on fire, whether it's making sure that my driveway is clear of debris so when you come in, walk up the way, you're not going to trip. I mean, big things, little things, doesn't matter. Yes, I am accountable to you in many, many ways. I accept that. I try to be good about that. I try to be more conscious about that. And am I responsible? Yes, I'm responsible for what I do. I am not responsible for what I think, what I feel, but I am responsible for what I do. So, again, using the coronavirus, if I know I'm not feeling well and I see you and I go, oh, hey, it's great to see you, John, and I throw my arms around you, that's not okay. Even if I don't have coronavirus, if I have a cold or some weird bug, I'm accountable not to give that to you. You don't need it. You don't want it. So I'm responsible to not expose you to something nasty or even something mild. I'm responsible for that. So, but am I responsible for everything that happens in this world? No, of course not. Of course I'm not. And for those who are, now we're not going to mention names, so don't get your knickers in a knot here. But there are people that are responsible and accountable for helping us to stay safe, for helping us to make sure we don't have big potholes in the road. I mean, we're not going to just use COVID-19. But there are people that are accountable and responsible. And the only way they're going to be held to that accountability is if you and I say something. This is not okay. Tell your representatives. Write a note to the president and say what you have to say, good or bad. Contact your representatives. Maybe you want to say something on Facebook. Maybe you want to blog it. I don't care. But don't sit there like a lump on a log and say nothing, because you know what? You are accountable for not saying something. You know, you hear me say it all the time. We're brothers and sisters, and we need to remember that, and we need to unite. And if there's ever a wake-up call to unite, we're in one right now. But that doesn't mean that I go around tiptoeing through the tulips, la-di-da, everything's just wonderful because I love you. No. I may love you in spirit, yes, but I'm not one of these people that go around saying, oh, la-di-da, because I know I'm responsible and accountable to use what God gave me, my brain, my voice. Say something, sign that petition, fill out that survey, talk to people, spread facts. We will go into that on another show, facts, not opinion, not drama, but facts, excuse me, and be accountable, be responsible for what you can do. Now, discerning what you can do, I don't want you to run into your nearest hospital waving your arms saying, I can help lift patients because I lift weights. No, let's not be dumb here. We want to be smart, and we want to use that brain and that voice in ways that reflect wisdom, that reflect intelligence, and reflect that we are awake and aware people doing what we can do within the realms of sanity and wisdom and safety to help each other. And one of the ways, yes, we can donate and all that. There are lots of ways to help. You know them if you don't look them up. But one of the ways, one of the many ways we can help is to say, I am responsible and accountable for what I do and what I say. And if I don't do when I can and I don't say when I can, my vibration goes lower right away, right away. Now, we've talked about this until our lips fall off, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing it, but I'm going to say it again. We are here to express consciousness. What is consciousness? Well, it's a lot of things, but one of the things that I know consciousness is to express love, love being an action, not just, I love you, because I do, but an action. What can I do that shows you, my neighbor, my friends, you, all of you out there, that I do love you from my highest self, from spirit, agape love, brotherly love? Well, I can make dang sure that I take care of myself and I don't get too close to you and give you something. And I can speak up to my representatives and say, hi, I'm not liking this and I'm not liking that, and I want to hear from you what you're going to do about it. Now, we don't have to be nasty. We don't have to be ugly. But I'm going to take it off of COVID-19 now. A giant pothole in the street that you go down every day to work. And, you know, dang it, you can't avoid it. So you're beating up your tires and your rack and pinion or whatever it is, your shock absorbers. And, dang it, you pay your taxes. Speak up. Tell your representative, hey, there's this pothole here the size of a crater, and I'm ruining my car, and I pay my taxes, and I want to get this fixed. What are you going to do about it? Your town representative, your senators, your congressman, the president, I don't care, but say something, because you might be able to navigate around that to some degree, and you may be so rich that you can just go out and buy a car tomorrow, but not everybody is. There's your accountability. There's your responsibility to say, no, this needs to be fixed. Maybe there are not enough street lamps. Maybe there should be a stoplight at a traffic light at that intersection. It doesn't matter the what. It really doesn't. We've been talking about COVID-19 because, of course, that's dominating our thoughts. But whatever it is, when you see a change is necessary, put on your big girl pants or your big boy pants. Stand up and speak up. You know why? Because that will empower you and help others to be empowered as well. We cannot manifest the life we desire, law of attraction, however you want to put it. For me, it's religious science. But we cannot manifest the life we want from a low vibration. Can't. We just stick around in our own stuff. How do we raise our vibration? Lots of different ways, and we talk about them all the time on this show. But one of them is to accept the fact that you're accountable and responsible for what you do and what you say. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you feel. That's your private business. But what can you do? What can you say that will help yourself and others? Let us not lie down and say, I love you, because, no, that's not love. That may be fear. John, you're laughing at me. That may
I know, I'm sorry. I love the little voice you do. Keep going. I want to interrupt your flow. Go.
Okay. That may be fear-based behavior. I'm afraid to say anything. I mean, I don't know anything about politics or taxes or any of that. That's okay. You get to express your opinion, because as soon as you do, in a respectful way, guess what just happened? Your authentic self started speaking. This is not okay with me. Well, who are you? You're just some schmuck that, you know, lives on Elm Street and nobody knows who you are. That is a lie. That is a lie. You are accountable and responsible, not to point fingers, but to say, this isn't okay. What are you going to do to change it? And how can I be a part of that effective change? You're not a schmuck. You're not a nothing. You need to use your brain and your voice, because the more you do in polite, respectful ways, polite and respectful, polite and respectful can be very authoritative. Excuse me, please listen to this. That's respectful, but it's firm. It's authoritative. That is your authentic self saying, I will be seen, I will be heard, because that's why I'm here, to help myself and others, to express consciousness. It is not to sit in your chair watching American Idol going, I don't know what to do. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. I love American Idol. I watch it too. Nothing against American Idol. But take some action, people. We are now being called, as brothers and sisters of the human race, to speak up and do what we can for ourselves and others in safe, intelligent ways. Yeah, we can blame, and you know what? Honestly, it is kind of fun to say, well, can you believe that she said that? Can you believe that he did that? No, I can't. It's kind of fun to vent and finger point. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's do that. And then once we've vented our venom, what can we do? Let's do something. Let's not just finger point. Where is that getting us? Nowhere. Yeah, but you. The minute you hear yeah, but you, you've just lost the ball game. Take your toys and go home, because you're not going to get anywhere with that. But you can stand up and be who you were created or came out of the slime or whatever you believe to be. You have a voice. Use it. You have a brain. Use it. And don't be afraid to express what your opinion is on whatever matter, what your information is on whatever matter, because we need you to stand up. You need me to stand up. We need each other to stand up. And that is love in action. That is being responsible and accountable. And it may involve saying, that representative, finger pointing, that representative did not take care of this issue. And you know what? I want to know why, and I want to know when that issue will be taken care of. That is okay. It's just a waste of time, yeah, 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 and meh, meh, meh. That doesn't get us anywhere. But if we take action, I can't tell you how many letters to senators and congressmen and women I've signed in the past week. Because maybe they don't see them. I don't know. Maybe they don't listen to the messages you leave on the phone or you talk to one of their aides. Maybe they don't. But I know, and the God of my understanding knows, that I have stood up and said, no, that's not okay. And I'm not going to sit here in my metaphysical cocoon and say that it is by saying nothing. Silence is compliance, right? Right. So it's very important not to finger point. It's very important not to be so lovey-dovey with everybody that you never speak up. Oh, my God, I've gone over my time. I do apologize to you, John. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. You can reach us at ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And next week's show is about where the vision dies, the people perish.
So
wash your hands and vote. Take it away, John. I will now shut up.
You know, I don't know if you go over your time. This is good stuff. This is a juicy show. And it's an interesting show that landed this week when there's so much sort of impulse, because fear is what predicates finger pointing. And there's so much fear. You know, there's a lot of people in fear, and you can feel it. It's interesting this landed here, Ellen. You said a couple of things I want to riff on, or I want to pick out and say, oh, that made sense to me. I love that. Participate in your own accountability. You said that. And that is, if we are participating in our own accountability, and I wrote that down, and then I sort of made a little note to myself, which says just simply, mind the store. And what that means is to me, when I say mind the store, what's the store is, you know, what's going on in my head? Because it's a very interesting moment where we are being tasked with taking care of ourselves and others, because we're in a scary moment. I don't know that there's been anybody alive that has had a moment like this where there's, you know, be honest about a pandemic. We are in the middle of a pandemic, and it is taking people to the next dimension. at speed, with speed. I just got a text during this show of a man I do not know, but I admire very much, passed from COVID. And that is, it's a playwright. I don't know this man at all, but an older gentleman. But, you know, when I was in theater school, it was a big deal. This guy was a big deal. And so it's happening and it's real, Ellen. Minding the store is keeping myself as elevated as I possibly can and being present in this moment with my thoughts. Whereas, and I just, you know, I like the COVID stuff because we're pressing an example, but I also like, you know, the simple example of I'm going to participate in my reality, which is, okay, this representative, I voted for him or her because they were going to fix the potholes, and the potholes aren't fixed. That's actually not blaming. So then you write the letter to the representative and saying, and say, you said you were going to do this. What's the deal? Is there something we need to know? Or was there a stall? Is there something out of your control that can't happen? Why isn't this happening? We hired you, in quotes, to do this.
Right.
That's actually not finger pointing. That is accountability.
Right.
And when we participate in our own accountability, it's easier to perceive it, and you're not talking down to anybody. And in that moment, immediately you're not talking down to anybody. Now, to be clear about this, Ellen, and I know I can say this, and I think it's important to repeat for some reason on this show, because I want the people that listen to this show regularly, you know, there's a few things that get repeated. One is practice, 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 meaning be in the business of practicing this, in minding your store, which is your head, what's going on in your head, meaning what are you saying when you talk to yourself? What are you saying about people when you're when your head is chattering? What is it saying? Pay attention to that and start making adjustments where adjustments need to be made. Everybody must make adjustments. If you do not need to make adjustments to what's going on in your mind, in your thoughts, then you are far too advanced to be listening to this show. Please elevate now to heaven and let us get to work. Let the rest of us get to work or do something productive. And but all of us need to make adjustments in our head. And in this week, in terms of minding the store, in this month, I don't know how long this is going to last, while we are in a group manifestation, which is exceedingly unpleasant, be conscious about what you're allowing into the store, which is to say your mind. We need information. We may not need to be terrified every day by the news. We may need information from it, but mind the store. Mind what's coming in. That will actually help calm the waters. I have found that this week. So what I wanted to repeat really quickly, Ellen, is what I always say is like, look, man, I do practice what I preach, and I also fail at what I preach. And I think Ellen is the same way, meaning
of course.
I will never talk politics on this show directly, but I will say I have seen things in the last few weeks that enraged me, and I participated in that moment, because we all have access to computers and online, in a way that absolutely lowered my vibration. Absolutely. I mean, I struggle with this all the time. I'm not going to say the struggle. I go back and forth on this a lot. This is not something that I'm great at. I'm much better than I used to be, and I'm much more protective about what's going on in my – I participate in my own accountability much more regularly than I used to. And mostly that's just consciousness, being conscious of the fact that if I'm online ripping somebody a new one because I think they did this wrong or they didn't take enough action or blah, 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 whatever I think, if I'm talking down, I'm lowering my vibration. And I'll be honest, I'm still in negotiations. Sometimes I get so frustrated that I'm not perfect. I don't do this right. No one has to be perfect. We are all on this trip. We are all on this trip, and we are here to express consciousness. And also, Ellen said that. You said that earlier in this show. We are here to express consciousness and more consciousness. I am here to give you life and give it to you abundantly. And I came to give life. This is a quote from Jesus, so we quote sometimes. I came to give life and give it abundantly, meaning your consciousness is expansive and it can continue to expand once you find the hook, once you find the clue that you're actually consciousness expressing. The converse of that, the other way to put it, is that you are not only here to experience and express consciousness, you are already consciousness expressing. Therefore, be aware of that and be accountable to that. And note the nuanced vibration that is different. There's a different vibration between you are horrible and you should have done this in a different way and, okay, this was not done well. We need to be clear about why it wasn't done well so that we avoid doing it again. And we make adjustments in the present for that. These potholes in this road are caused by leaky water from that house. Now, I'm not blaming that house, but we need to know that that house has a leaky septic tank and it's causing the roads to get potholes. So we go to that house and say, oh, you got to fix your leaky whatever it is. And we say that and we take the action that needs to be taken. That's not blaming whoever's in that house with the leaky water system. It is actually just saying, oh, there's an accountability issue here. It's taking responsibility for things. And so it's a nuanced vibration, Ellen. It's an interesting topic because, yeah. And as you say, and I'll finish on this, is that because I think we need to give ourselves wide berth. Just keep practicing. I'm usually really, really good in the morning. Around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I start like, oh, I want to see what's going on in the world. And then I'll get like, I can't believe, blah, 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 blah. This is happening. And my head, I'll feel my vibration lower. And also, as you said, it's a lot of fun. A good blame session feels sometimes like a juicy steak I'm chewing on. I don't eat steak anymore. But you get the idea that it's a juicy meal. Like, yeah, that one should have acted like this. I know better. And whereas, you know, if I go there, I try diligently to pull myself back and then redeem the time. Nobody's doing perfection here. The perfection is not on the agenda. Law of attraction is on the agenda. Manifestation is on the agenda. And if you want to manifest, you know, the higher the vibration, the quicker the manifestation. Like, oh, that's a lower vibration. Probably things are going to be a little, I'm going to get a result from that lower vibration, but I'm going to redeem the time and correct it as quickly as I can. Participate in your own accountability. Which means, oh, do I want to be accountable for this finger pointing? Because it will reflect back to me in some way. And when you really get conscious on it, and you know this, really becomes interesting to watch how my sort of ickiness yesterday that I indulged in will come back today, or come back, you know, how it reflects later. And this is not a blame game, not blaming myself, but know that to mind your own store. If you want to do booming business in the storehouse, the store of your life, mind your store, mind your brain, and mind your thoughts. Don't have to be perfect about it. I give myself a wide berth on this stuff because I am a human evolving. I am a spiritual being in a human form evolving, and I give myself a wide and forgiving berth on this. But I still press toward the mark. That's the third thing you said, Ellen, that I wanted to make note of. I still press toward the mark, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. That's it from me. What else?
That was great. Well, we're almost out of time, but I think we have 1 minute left. So mind your store, mind your vibration, participate in your own accountability and responsibility, and expect the same from others. One of the quickest ways to get somebody to listen to you is, can you understand why, fill in the blank? Can you help me understand why not, fill in the blank? But do it. Speak. Speak. Your voice is important. I don't care if you're not a political person, or maybe you're like me and have an average IQ, but your voice is important. Express yourself. Talk to John. Talk to me. Let's learn and grow together so that we can become more responsible, more accountable, and help others. and help others to do the same. You guys are awesome. You gals are awesome. Let's be awesome. Don't waste time blaming, but spend time being accountable and helping others to do the same. Wash your hands, vote, pray. We're here for you. EllenHartwell.com.